catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. With another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. May I start you off with something to drink?
Iced water is fine, thanks.
Okay, I will be back soon with appetizers.
And welcome to a show that is happening right now. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, if that text-to-speech was not clear enough. My name is Jamie. This is We're Having Fun, a show, at times weekly radio show that I do that sometimes has guests and most of the time doesn't. But sometimes it does. Yeah. That was, as always, that was Nangs by Tame Impala off of Currents, my intro music that I'm using for now. I'm trying my best, all right? I'm trying to be funny. I'm working at it. We're gonna get there eventually, all right? I'm gonna make you laugh at some point. Grill safety PSA. Summer is a super time to cook, so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue, but some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porch. Put your phone away. Put it away. Thank you. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. That's 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're being a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And with that, it's my honor and my pleasure to introduce, what, guests? Since when do I have guests on my show? Since today, apparently. All right, my first guest, can't really be summed up in in words, except for he's my biggest fan, both of the show and in life, and he's an idiot savant. He's my favorite idiot savant. Please welcome Tom Rind, everybody. Tom, welcome to the show.
Oh my God, huge fan. Huge. I'm so happy to be just huge fan of you. I am so oh my God. It's we're having fun with Jamie Jubilee.
Our next guest, my second guest, is Allie Dawson. Allie, welcome to the show.
There's a lot of buttons in here.
Can you believe we're on this show?
There's a whole lot of buttons in here, huh, Tom?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I am such a big fan.
So here's the thing, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Here's the thing.
Oh, jeez.
Like so this is the segment called Here's... I should have introduced you to the segments before. I should have given you the packet of segments.
I am really sweaty right now.
So
he is.
This segment is called Here's the Thing, which I say here. It starts by saying here's the thing, and then you guys say lay it on me, Jamie. Okay,
so here's, lay it on me, here. Jamie. Too soon?
A bit, just a little bit.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
Here's the thing, guys.
Lay it on me, Jamie.
Lay it on me, Jamie.
I don't have a plan for this show. We're 7 minutes in.
We started the bit. You gotta have a plan.
I don't have a plan.
You gotta have a
plan. That's the thing. This is the thing. I don't have a plan for
the
show.
What's the thing?
You expect me to have a plan? I asked both of you to come here like within the previous 24 hours. Actually, the previous 12 hours.
Less. It was.
That was
when
like
I text 45
you, Tom. Minutes
Let
ago.
Let me check the. See, I think it was 11.
PM?
No. TM.
Mm.
I do not own that, so.
Good. Thanks for the disclaimer. It's good that our listeners know.
Yesterday at 11:34.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's okay. That's more than 12 hours ago.
I was.
It's like 15. I think.
No, that is not 15.
Yeah, it is. Because 12 hours ago was 2 a.m. and then 3 hours before that was 11. So 15 hours.
No. No. That is. Refreshing water you're drinking.
I'm not drinking anything, Tom. Tom, we're not allowed to drink in the studio. We're not allowed to eat or drink anything in the studio.
Oh, you're right.
And clearly it's not hot enough to merit any exceptions to the rule, Tom. You should know this.
I'm a huge fan, though. I should.
You should be. See, everyone should be. But yeah. How's your day been, Tom? What have you been up to since you were
I was with a honey.
So late.
Ew. I was with a honey.
Ew.
And then I had to drop them off.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to come back. And then I had to shower. And then I was back here.
Nice. Well, that was boring.
Yeah.
Allie, whoa.
You can't just say it's boring.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay.
You were late, so that's like...
Hey, better late.
Naughty boy.
Than early. That's what they always say.
That's what they say, yeah. Number one rule for any time commitment. Allie, what have you been up to?
I painted with those nice watercolors we bought yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I watched How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, what season?
I've never seen it. So, I know. Christine started me at the very beginning.
Does Christine have a printer?
She's very deliberately ignoring that text. She thinks it's awfully strange.
That
she
is
does
so
have
cold.
A printer.
To not even respond.
I have a printer.
To not even respond.
No. We don't live in the same building
My
anymore,
dignity
Tom.
Dignity is hurt.
You have dignity?
As it should be. You have every right to be.
See, this is why I'm a huge fan of this man.
He's a man
red-haired
fan.
Fox.
Man fan.
Man fan.
Red-haired fox.
Isn't there a species?
Red fox.
Red panda.
I mean, I think of red panda.
Red panda.
No, red fox. Foxes
red fox.
Red fox.
The red fox is the largest of the true foxes. I'm a true
This
the true
this red-haired
as opposed
true fox.
To the false ones.
Wait, what are the not true foxes?
Weasels.
False foxes.
Untrue. Untrue foxes.
False fox. Oh. Wait, you mean the Fox News Network?
Oh, got him.
Hey. Hey now. Hey now.
You're an all-star.
We went different songs. I always go with the Lizzie McGuire classic. Hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
Well,
10 minutes
in,
doing great.
Made of?
We're still alive.
I saw Smash Mouth.
Oh my god!
I know.
I don't think I told people this last week, but I saw Smash Mouth live. Most of the original band members were there. Yeah, I think all of them, and they were having a great time.
So far,
it was
summer,
you know what? I forgot
you've
to take.
You've seen Smash Mouth and Steely Dan.
Yeah, it's been a great month. It's been a great summer. Smash Mouth. Yeah, they're
good
like
times,
very
party
different
times. Good
like
times, party times.
The ultimate symbol. There's Steely Dan, which is the symbol of old age. I don't know. They represent old age, and then Smash Mouth represents youth, clearly, because they're in their 50s and still singing songs about getting stoned. Which I guess that's what the Grateful Dead do as well. But you know. Different strokes for different folks. I forgot to send out the snap.
What?
Oh, he has to join in his show.
Cool. All right, let me just type
snap.
This out.
I get it sometimes, but I'm usually at work.
Yeah.
I've been sending Laura a few.
Yeah, I send one. I send like one a week, and I feel like it's getting annoying, but I'm gonna do it. I can keep doing it anyway.
I mean, one a week of snap variety isn't bad. If you're doing like maybe three a week, I kind of just defriend you on Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram. You don't friend people on Instagram. I don't even have an Instagram. Oh, I do, technically.
I got followed by a dachshund account today. All they do is pictures of dachshunds, and they requested to follow me, and I was like, how did you know? I've been waiting.
That's a good strategy. Why do people do that? Do they monetize? Can you monetize your Instagram?
Oh, you could probably monetize something.
I feel like you can.
You can. You can monetize a Twitter.
But I guess companies can be like, hey,
yeah,
take a photo with this product, dachshund.
They definitely
like,
do
they
that.
Could have a dachshund next to a can of Coca-Cola and be like,
oh my god,
this dachshund is enjoying a nice, refreshing Coca-Cola. They don't even have to say Coca-Cola. They could just say soda, but as long as it's in the picture, they will get paid.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a dachshund just so I can take lots of pictures of it with different soda brands, different soda pops.
Is this for money or just for your own
just
pleasure?
Just for me.
Okay.
This is just a little side project
it's
for me.
It's not about the money.
It's not about the money.
It's
money,
about the funny.
Money. Oh, God, you're gross.
Yeah, I saw Smash Mouth, and they were, they were killer.
They
were so good.
I hate you right
they're
now.
They're so good. But everyone there, I got the vibe that most people who were there ironically. There were a lot of people. There were, like, a couple thousand people there.
Did you bring
I'm
all
not
of them?
Good with numbers. But
there is at least.
There were 24.
You're doing
no, because like there weren't that many people like 10-15 minutes before the show there weren't really that many people there, which is like not which is usually at concerts like that where it's like an open general admission outdoor kind of thing. You have people sort of you know starting to line up around that time, starting to like pack in, but like people didn't start coming in until like Smash Mouth took the stage. And, like, I thought no one was going to be there, and I felt bad for Smash Mouth. Like, of course people are going to watch Smash Mouth.
He was like, I'm sorry, Smash Mouth. I'm sorry we didn't do better.
But, like, people were there ironically, because all they wanted to hear was
All-Star?
Yeah, and there are two other hits that they have.
And I'm a Believer?
Yeah, they opened with Can't Get Enough of You, Baby, which is one of my personal favorites, and one of their second-tier hits, because they have, like, their top tier. You know, you're All-Star, I'm a Believer, maybe you're their cover of Why Can't We Be Friends.
They basically have the Shrek soundtrack and then everything else.
Yeah.
Which is their two tiers of music.
No, they have the third tier, which is the deeper cuts.
Oh,
and then they have like second tier stuff like Can't Get Enough of You, Baby, Holiday in My Head.
Can you keep saying Can't Get Enough of You, Baby?
Which is the song from Hot Wheels World Race movie.
Oh.
Which they didn't play, that was the only thing I was disappointed about. They didn't play Hot. Which I get because it was a song about Hot Wheels, but
well, I mean, you gotta have everything.
You can't win them all. Hey, not with Smash Mouth. All right, you gotta with Steve Harwell. You gotta compromise.
You can have your cake and also listen to Hot.
I listened to it on the way home. I went with my friend Laura, and that was apparently her first concert ever. That was her first concert.
I'm gonna send her a picture.
Besides Spring Fling.
Calling her out.
Yeah.
First general admission concert.
Just first concert, period. Which I was surprised at. And also her sister was there.
Did you get to meet her sister?
Yeah, briefly. It was kind of loud because of the Smash Mouth.
Is she older or younger?
The mouth smashing?
Yeah.
Did you smash mouths with her sister? Ha!
That's gross.
Ha!
I did not.
You did.
I did not. I did not.
Oh, he's blushing.
No, Fine, that is his normal.
That's just his normal coloring.
She could be listening.
That might.
She probably is.
That might be a rash.
Most people are.
That would explain the rash covering half my face.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. But like most people were there, ironically, they wanted to come. Like, ooh, Smash Mouth.
Did they play All Star?
They, of course, they did. That's what most people were.
Really
that was their
funny.
That was their closer.
That was their. Okay.
Yeah, but like in the middle of it, they did like this. Like often, what bands, you know, bands do this often. They did like a little like improv in the middle of it, like right before the somebody asked if I could spare some change for gas bit.
Somebody did, like, asked that.
They did. Well, they did like a.
They asked the crowd if someone had.
It's like, seriously, our tour bus is running low.
Yeah, the band money has not been great. But anyway, as you were saying.
Yeah, but they did like this long sort of instrumental thing, and it went on for like 10 minutes. And people were like, because they wanted to fill out their time, because it went from 7:30 to 9, and they wanted to fill it out, and so like they. It was so long, and people were like getting restless. You could tell people were getting antsy that they wanted them to continue with the song.
What are you?
Nothing. I'm doing nothing.
They said somebody wants to ask if I could spare some change for gas. They went on for 10 minutes with the question still unanswered, or sentence still not ended.
Has Lara showed you the video where it's that little bit, and then I said no, and the rest of the track plays, but there's just no singing.
Wait.
Just zero vocals. It's my favorite thing.
With the
thing.
Power of technology.
Are we kidding?
Wait, I need to find it
it's
first.
It's my favorite thing. Okay. I hope she's listening.
Yeah, no, when we were, when that part came up, we said that. We both knew, and then we turned to each other, and then I said no, and it was a good moment. But yeah, I did meet her sister, because her sister texted her, like, what are you up to right now? And Laura's like, I'm seeing Smash Mouth, and she's like, me too!
That's insane.
And then she came, and yeah.
Wait, are they, like, near, like, the same age, or is one really older?
I think her sister's younger than her. I think her sister graduated high school. Recently. Oh, because I know because... Laura and her dad brought like a bunch of food from the graduation party they didn't eat. So now my fridge is full of like pulled pork and meatballs and buns.
Oh.
And she's like, please eat. And then she's like, I'm going to go away. She went away for a week and she left a note saying, please eat this before it gets bad. So I've been eating a lot of pulled pork.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
Hey, you guys, you can come over after.
And get some pulled pork?
And you can indulge in all the pulled pork you can eat.
Oh my god. This is why I'm a huge fan of you.
Alright, I'm taking a risk here because I don't know if this is the actual thing, but we're gonna find out. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said no.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
What a treasure.
But like, I gotta give it to them because they're, at this point, they're basically a novelty band. Like, they're not taken seriously in the music industry. They're just doing it because they're having fun and they're getting paid. Maybe flip those two. But yeah, like, hey, props to them. They were having a good time. They're all pushing 50 and they're still doing it.
They are pushing 50?
Yeah.
Wow.
50 what? Ha.
I think it's years. Allie, it's years. It's years.
You don't understand how age works.
Yeah. We measure by the years of revolution around the
sun. You made a joke. That was funny.
I hate you. Jamie doesn't like my jokes.
I like that. That
sometimes
good.
He tells me I'm funny, but I know it's insincere.
No.
Are you telling this to me or the audience?
Everything sounds insincere.
Everyone, I need everyone to know that Jamie laughed at my joke.
No, that was funny.
Thank you. You sound incredibly surprised.
50 what? Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
All right, enough about Smash Mouth. Sentence I've never thought I'd say. Can't get enough.
Whew, all right, we're good.
All right, Tom, tell me about your work. Tell me about
my work.
Tell me about your work, Tom. Let's get serious.
I don't know how much I'm actually allowed to tell because I have a non-disclosure agreement.
Pop secret?
Pop secret.
Ooh.
Yeah, what can I say without breaking a non-disclosure agreement? not much.
Yeah, what?
There are four dogs in the office. Ali is surprised.
Poppers? Which?
Poppers?
Doggos?
I hate you both. They're dogs and puppies. But no, these are just dogs. There's Charlie. Oh. He's the lab. He smiles at me.
Do you have pictures?
Let me pull up some pictures for the audience.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You guys all get to see the puppers. Oh,
let me see if I have a picture of this
the dog.
So.
And the big old puppers.
Okay, so this is Charlie.
Oh,
wait, let me see.
He's got a big nose.
Oh, that's cute.
He's exactly what you think he looks like.
He's a golden lab, and he's always smiling. This is Atlas.
Atlas looks like he's having a bit of a rough time.
Oh, no, he was having a belly rub.
Was he having a belly rub?
Can I see?
He was very happy.
So cute. Tom, why haven't I gotten any of these?
Oh, these have been take a picture with Snapchat and then save the picture but not send it.
So, like, memories?
Yeah, well...
No, he just like saves them to his camera roll and then just like leaves them there.
Yeah, it's
he
a
doesn't want to share them.
So
I hit with the lingo.
I don't have a picture of Kiwi, but there's Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Kiwi. Let me tell you about Kiwi. Kiwi's a tiny thing. And randomly in the middle of the day, you know when like a baby starts crying.
Yeah.
This dog just kind of starts, like, going, like, making noises like it's having an exorcism. I want to make the noise, but I feel like
Can
I
you?
Shouldn't.
You should. Please.
Would it go?
Do it for the listeners.
The threshold? Would it go over the threshold?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'll check. Here, I'll lower your level.
Lower my level.
All right. Your level's been lowered.
Okay. So it'll go, like, very tiny dog, and it'll go, like... go like that.
Cool.
And then we have to have someone come pick up the dog, then cradle it and do a little like little lullaby.
That's so cute.
Oh, it is annoying.
Is that the sound you make to dogs when they get upset? Or like babies, you just cradle them and rock them and go murr.
I do.
To soothe them.
Yes.
Tom's the mother figure.
I am pretty much the mother of Tufts.
You burned us all.
That's Mr. Tufts.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Miss
Tufts.
Ms.
Madame.
Mm-hmm.
Madame.
Then there's Max.
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 Very dog.
Max is tiny, tall. Well, not tiny, but like buh and buh.
Like the, bigger than Kiwi.
Bigger than Kiwi.
Than, okay.
Smaller than Atlas. Smaller than Charlie.
Mid-sized pupper.
Mid-sized dog.
Doggo.
The yes.
Technical term is doggo.
This is meme radio.
I
sent Ali a great meme this morning, Tom. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
So I'm going to tell you about Max. Max.
So for those listening, the meme is, it's a photo of a, I'm not sure what that is, actually. It's like, is that a game cartridge? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It looks like a water bottle.
Freeze pop.
It might be a water bottle.
Yeah. So it's a Sonic. It's a water bottle with the Sonic the Hedgehog logo on it, but it's cut off so that you can only see the son and then the hedge below it, and then the caption is when your son is about to run into a hedge. So it says son the hedge. I said no. It's really funny. This has been meme radio.
How often do you just pull up memes and describe them?
That was the first time I've done that.
I think it's going to be a hit.
Thank you.
Describe pictures
the
on the radio.
The all-star of radio segments.
Phone will not stop
this
ringing.
Is,
they love the meme description.
Can you pull
the
up?
The phone literally fell off the hook.
Oh, it did. Oh, no.
Oh, Tom, pick that up.
Yeah, I'm going to... I picked it up.
You did it. We're good. It's fine.
Max. Max picks up his bed and throws it around. He's just a boy, but man, is he...
He's just a boy!
And so that's Max. Also, we get food catered Mondays and Fridays. And I've been living off... What are the Clif Bars.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, they are. But...
Have you had Kind Bars?
Kind
Bars, yeah.
No.
They're good.
How good?
Like, better than Clif Bars.
No.
Yeah.
But they're different. Clif Bars are protein.
They are different, but... Wait, what are Kind Bars? Kind Bars are protein.
Not really.
They're like...
Kind Bars are people.
They're like grains. Okay, fair. But they have peanuts in them.
They do. Yeah, no, why are we discussing the protein content of granola? We need to not be...
I had a salad with Thousand Island dressing. It's okay.
It's all right.
Can I ask Tom a question about his work?
Salad bar. It's a bar.
This is a bar.
Get out.
Like, what would hold it together? The dressing. That's so
pure
gross.
Pure fat.
No, it just. I mean, I don't know. That doesn't sound half bad. Like you know how the iceberg lettuce. It's like very solid, and so if you cut into bars and you dunk it in the dressing, it's not good for you.
Yogurt
but
in it.
It makes it edible.
Yeah. I can only eat lettuce when it's drenched in
let's pursue dressing. This.
Anyway, you had a question about my work.
So, on a typical day at work, about how many cotton balls do you put in your mouth?
That is a tough question. Now, are we talking about it like, you're saying typical?
On like an average day.
Average day is the work week.
Your average day.
Is the work week 5 days or 4 days?
Five.
5 days?
Depends.
Like, there was a holiday once.
What planet?
The average work week.
Depends
the
on the planet.
Day.
What is the current radius of the Nebulon galaxy?
About six.
Seven.
Six and a half.
Yeah. I would even go up.
Closer to seven.
To 8,000. So, the question, how many cotton balls do I put in this
in that sweet little hole.
We did play Chubby Bunny. We did play it
with
cotton balls
with
then you had to like fish them all out after.
Yeah, we only had enough cotton balls for one person to try at a time, so it was,
so you had to take turns with
them? It was disgusting, but we put them
I can't tell if he's serious
or them,
not
we just kind of dunked them in rubbing alcohol before we put them in.
Well, I mean, it does make them food grade.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it
put
does
them back. Oh, God, yeah. That's horrible.
Hey, you work with what you have.
Yeah.
He's not made of money or cotton balls.
Yes. This company, it's not made of money. It's making money.
It's making cotton balls.
It's making cotton balls.
You
work
at a cotton ball factory.
I work at a cotton ball factory. Also, the winner got a Fitbit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
And.
Oh, now I can't tell if he's serious.
And I lost.
So now you're just a fat. Now you're just not fit. Now you're not fit. You can't be fit without a bit.
Get out.
Bit.
I just have a Samsung Galaxy Gear S2, which no one knows what that is.
Gross.
It tells me how many steps I've walked and the time.
So does your phone.
So does Pokemon Go, right?
It does not count the steps.
Oh.
But your phone.
Speaking of Pokemon. Speaking of Pokemon Go.
Pokemon.
Have you two been playing it?
A little bit.
No. I found so many Pokemon in my bathroom.
Good for you. I meant to play on the walkover. Let's all just check now.
So
dead air while we look for Pokemon.
No, it's okay.
Oh no. This is so much better.
Oh, that was just so... It's aggravating how...
Yeah, isn't it?
How much I want that to continue, that lyric, but no. So, my current prized possession, I haven't been playing much, so it's not that good. Oh, there's a lot of Pokestops around here.
Yeah.
My current prized possesh, as they say, is my Pidgeot.
Aren't those common?
Pidgeys are common.
Oh, right.
You can evolve them to Pidgeots really easily, though, because they're so common. But I also got a Hypno, because Drowsies are all over here.
Big old Hypno.
Big old Hypno.
Big old Hypno.
I got a Taurus. I think it's pretty cool. I caught a Haunter at my work. So people at my work have been playing Pokemon Go too. And
oh, wait, there's
the,
a second one?
The sequel.
What?
Okay. So it's no longer Pokemon. It's forks. You're trying to get as many forks as possible. There are two types of forks, salad forks and other forks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you don't use a Pokeball though. You gotta use something else.
A fork?
A fork. You're using forks to catch forks. Actually,
Forkymon.
And basically, you take the fork, you go like that, as the audience can see.
Mm-hmm.
You make that motion.
He's just kind of slamming it down.
Tom's making a downward motion with his fist as one would do with a salad fork or other.
Yep. But more like a not an Edie stab motion, but
more
like a stab.
Like you're stabbing someone. This is how you would stab someone
like
in the hand with a fork.
I'm about to betray Hamlet type of stabby motion.
I don't think that was with a fork.
I didn't read the book, but I'm fairly positive.
Okay.
That
didn't watch that one.
Yeah, I didn't listen
got
to that.
The Sparks know to that.
Never listened to the podcast of Hamlet, but I'm pretty sure it was a fork. But you
pretty
know what?
Sure, I Spark noted Hamlet. I read it, but I was like,
but
I don't get this.
You gotta also clarify.
But the book? Oh no, because the book we had the edition we had, it had like the actual words on one side, and then the sort of like modernized
the like
language on the other side.
You're a dumb
which
English
was a
high schooler.
Yes, so it saved me. It saved me, and then I won the English prize.
Really?
Yeah.
I won the American prize, Jamie.
It's funny because guess where he's.
What
from?
Is that for illiterates? I was listening to the stand-up comedy album last night. Okay. Last night I was listening to the stand-up album by this guy named Dan Bulger, who's a local comic. He's super funny. I've seen him at the studio a couple times. He's incredibly funny, and he has this joke where he says like, he says he's talking about not being able to, you know, read super well or not knowing a lot of words, and then he says, I'm paraphrasing, but the joke is he says illiterate, the inability to read or write. That seems a bit munch, right? Shouldn't it be like durr?
Oh boy,
that's not the exact. I shouldn't tell people. Check out Dan Bulger, Not Ready for This. It's on, yeah. Buy the album.
Illiterate, I hardly
funny.
Know her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the album.
Check out Tom's new album, The Idiot Savant, Part 2.
This time, it's personal.
This time, he's still an idiot. He's still a dummy. All right.
Hey, I'm just trying to get by.
Folks, we're gonna take a break.
Man.
When we're back, hopefully I'll have a plan by the time we get back, but no guarantees. But lots
actually,
of...
I'd like to make a lot of guarantees.
I'd like to start a clothing line called Guarantees.
Guarantees.
And sell it to folks named Garen.
with math. On 91.5 WFO Medford, this is We're Having Fun, a show that I do sometimes where I've guests sometimes. With Mute Math with Typical, a song I first heard on a Discovery Channel commercial, and I was like, that song is flippin' rad, and then I didn't know what song it was, and Shazam didn't exist at the time.
Year was it?
So I had to wait like 3 years before.
Wait, what year?
2 years. This was circa 2000, I want to say like 2007, 2008.
I think Shazam existed, but...
It didn't really explode.
It didn't explode.
It was in its beta.
It was in a beta.
It was in beta.
Yeah.
It was like you had to call the number.
Okay, so this the album came out... Yeah, the album came out in 2006.
Guess what year Shazam was founded?
2002. Three. Jamie, you guess now.
1999.
Whoa.
What? No.
Yeah.
Wait, how?
So you would call it. You would call the actual...
Oh my gosh.
...number. You would hold the music to it, and I think you'd get a text back or something Golly. Back.
Wait, that's so... Wait, would they have people just on the line?
I think so.
Wait, that's so fun. What if they didn't know?
They have this whole office full, and they're like, all right, well, we're stumped.
Yeah. Actually, wait, it might have been digital
I'm sure it was. Processing. I'm sure it was digital. Processing. Wait, that's so cool. I didn't know that. I thought it started as the app and whoa. Yeah, yeah. That's so cool. When was the app founded though? It was one of the first ones, right? Cuz there was like Bump. Remember Bump?
No.
I did not use that.
That was the one where you could share contact information by like one person would hold their phone, the other would hold their phone, and then they'd bump together.
Can you still do that?
I think
you can, because I can do that with my laptop. I can share files.
You can hold your laptop and...
I bump my laptop.
Jab people with it.
Yeah. I can share files that way, though, which is cool.
Nifty.
Little fun fact Neat. From your neighborhood Neato. Tech guy. Right now.
Tech boy Tom.
Let me tell another
tech
thing
tech
about...
Tom.
Tech Tom.
Oh, I need to finish that joke.
Yeah, you gotta flush out that bit.
I gotta really figure that out.
I gotta flush out a lot of things. My conscience. Not here.
Begin.
No, do it here. Begin. We have 20 minutes.
Oh.
Actually, we have longer because there's no one after me, so...
Oh, okay.
Let's just watch Tom become self-actualized.
Okay, I'm no longer allowed in several grocery stores because I would just ride around and use the breads as cushions.
Mm.
Yeah.
Haven't we all,
kind of
though?
I don't know why. Jelly you. Onto the floor of every aisle.
I dropped jelly onto the floor of an aisle. Mm. I ran away, and I still regret not telling anyone.
It didn't break, though. It just...
It did not
you
break.
You dropped a bottle, and then nothing
it was,
happened.
It was a plastic...
And you ran away.
And you think yeah. about it every
it was
day.
Plastic. It was one of those plastic...
like the squirt bottles.
Yep.
The little ones you can, squirty ones that ones you are horrifying. Squirt.
The ones that I... Wait, the one that I used in PB&J?
Yeah.
It could have been one
kind.
Of those ones.
Yeah. The kind that you just, like, squeeze it, and it smushes everything.
That was fun.
And it's like, you don't need a fork. Well, I dropped one of those. It didn't even roll.
It tumbled.
It bounced, and it... Did that thing where it, like...
Wobbled.
That's the word I was looking for. And I ran away as fast as I could, and I...
He jumped into his cart and rolled away.
Every night, I still regret not telling the
clerk?
No. Not that guy. The bathroom attendant. It was a high-scale grocery store.
I need a soundboard for when, so I can cue that up faster.
I can make you a soundboard in MATLAB.
Can you? Oh, I'd love that. Oh except God, then I have to get MATLAB.
Yeah, let me see if I can like make it a general program.
I've been trying to find a free one, but they're all like expensive. All the good ones are. There's none on the App Store.
Like
that I can't.
I like it wouldn't look pretty, but it would be like.
Oh, I don't need that. Not about.
Mm-hmm.
He's not about pretty.
That'd be dope. But then I'd have to get MATLAB. Do I need to pay for that?
Let me see if I can get it in like a program that you could start and use.
If anyone knows of a free soundboard, it doesn't have to be nice.
Yeah.
I'd really like that so I can cue up all the hip sounds.
He needs it.
I do.
Hip sounds. sounds.
Mm-hmm. Isha just posted in the major undecided page.
She also, that's Emily. Oh my God, so many posts. So many funny ladies. Got one from M too.
Oh, my dad just texted me.
Cool girl.
Yeah. My dad just texted me saying, let's hear about that turntable. Oh,
did you?
I guess he wants me to talk about my turntable that I have.
Yeah.
I have a turntable now. I have a whole vinyl setup. It's cool. I just set it up last week.
Well, you're a cool kid.
I'm a cool cat.
You're a cat?
Yeah.
What?
This whole time.
Well, I've raised a lot of cats in my life, and you have never...
Did you lower them? I hope.
That was awful.
They were never lowered, okay? They've just been rising for years. For years they've been going up.
Cats have been going up. Cats are on the rise.
Cats
demand
are on
is
the
going
rise.
Up. Supply.
Invest in cats right now.
Accommodate.
You gotta go put your money in cats. Put all
right now.
Literally all fill your
what's
cats
the name
with
of the guy
money?
Who does mad money?
Kramer.
Yeah, him.
Can I just keep meowing for the rest of the show?
No.
Meow.
I think she's doing what she wants to do and she's not listening. She's going rogue.
I'm gonna mute.
No, don't.
I hate it when people mute me. Sometimes in the show I do with my friend Dan, sometimes he mutes me, and that is, I hate that. It's the worst, because it's like, good one.
It's a bit of a censorship there.
Yeah, it's like freedom of speech.
Mm, fight the man.
I'm cracking these jokes, fight and he's just like, turn you off.
He's making those exact noises.
Yeah, that's how he talks.
Is Dan K?
Dan Marion.
Oh.
I saw him at the gym a week ago. Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he was at the gym.
Did I tell you guys I got an MRI?
No.
I just remembered that.
What happened?
Wait, do you have more on the gym?
No, that's it.
Oh.
He just wanted to drop that in there.
That I go to the gym.
This guy, I just want to throw it out there. Jamie.
Gym.
Jamie goes to the gym 3 times?
Yes.
3 times a week.
A month.
A month. 3 times a month. And let me see. Let me tell you guys. I am seeing results. I am seeing the work he's put in. He definitely looks like he's just dying from all this work.
Mm.
But he looks great.
But he's ripped. It's he's a ripped, so.
Yeah, I mean,
he can lift maybe 2 to 3 times his own body weight.
Yeah, I mean, just go once a week in combination with some fancy supplements you find on a street corner and yeah.
And then you can look see like these results.
Mm. These sweet results.
So MRI.
So MRI.
So 2.5 months ago, my shoulder started hurting a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it still hasn't stopped. And so I did physical therapy. That didn't help. Well, it helped a little, but it still is painful. So then they had me go do an MRI, which is just a fun little thing. They put you... Has anyone here in the audience had an MRI?
Yes.
Call in. 855-915. Oh, they changed it. Oh, this is weird. 855-915-WMFO. Or 9636. Call in. Or don't.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Preferably not while you're in an MRI.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Save it.
They didn't have me go in a little gown because of the zipper on my pants. They weren't scanning that part, so it didn't matter. Thank goodness.
Is this for your shoulder?
Yeah. So yeah, which is where my zipper is not.
Right.
He's covered in zippers, folks.
I'm like
wearing your zipper shirt.
I got a zipper coat, zipper shirt.
That would hurt so much. That would pinch.
No, they're pockets. They're just pockets. They don't.
It's not made of zippers.
Yeah. There's a lot. I love pockets. I really like pockets.
Where else are you gonna store your knickknacks?
Oh,
on the knickknack shelves.
I would store them in my mouth, but that's just because I wouldn't have the pockets. But I have the pockets.
He's got the pockets, folks. What? That was horrible.
Anyway. So.
We're doing fine.
So sorry. I went in an MRI. All right,
I'm sorry.
So they had me sit there for like half an hour, and they asked me what type of music I want to listen to, and it was like 7:35 a.m.
You said Death Beethoven. Grips.
I said Smash Mouth, and they said, okay, I'll just put on the 90s station. Which I just want to point out, they were more of an early 2000s.
That
late 90s.
That's great, though.
That's an important distinction.
Yeah. Late 90s is different from early 90s.
Late 90s and 2000s means the difference between, like, OK Computer and Kid A, if we're talking Radiohead. Or if you're talking Smash Mouth, it's the difference between, like, Astro Lounge and Get the Picture.
Or if we're talking about...
Or in Smash Mouth Greatest Hits. Also.
Yeah, or if we're talking about foreign policy, there's a whole can of worms. We don't want to open it.
Let's not.
Not in the MRI machine.
No.
No cans because in there,
cans,
folks.
It's a... Let's tell the audience
you
here.
You cannot bring cans in the MRI.
What an MRI is. It's a magnetic resonance imaging, and it does things.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
That's cool. To your shoulder.
Did
it fix you?
If anything, it made it worse.
Oh, no.
So you still don't know what's going on?
No, that was what the MRI is for, to find out what's going on. I get called 2 to 5 business days later.
Again, what planet? Depends on the planet.
Yeah, because personally, my business plan, because of my mobile data plan, only Tuesdays and Thursdays count as business days. Mondays,
really?
Wednesdays, and Fridays, those don't count as business days. Those count as semi-formal business integrity days. It's a confusing plan. Now Saturdays aren't the weekend.
It's like the European business week. You go in twice a week.
Saturdays aren't the weekend.
Yeah, generalizations.
Saturday is not the weekend, though, on my plan, either. Saturday is the formal day off, but general work period.
Ah.
If you end up working on that day, you'll get a deductible, which will take away about 15%. But you will have to pay an extra $500. It can be used if the percentage is greater. But don't let me get me started on the greater percentage of this.
Then I won't.
And Sunday is the Lord's Day.
The Sabbath.
Sunday is mayonnaise day.
It's how I welcome the Sabbath. And yeah, we got Chipotle. I paid for his burrito. Baller. And I'm just quoting Gary Gulman at this point.
Yeah.
Who's the best? Yeah, well, that's fun. Allie, tell us about
your MRI.
Your MRI experience.
Oh, God. It was so long ago. So when I was a freshman in high school, I hurt my back playing field hockey. And they wanted to check it out, so I did the thing. They were like, oh, your disc, it's herniated. You should stop playing field hockey.
My disc.
My disc. Yeah, it was herniated. Jamie just gave me the worst angry, like, wasn't even looking at me. He was looking off into the abyss, rolling his eyes at me.
It's like deep contemplation. I do it.
Question.
That's not true.
Just questioning.
Just questioning. Big Q.
Big Q.
Big Q.
Hot take.
Hot takes on this.
Hot take.
When they took your MRI, did they say that you took the best MRI ever and was the best possible
patient? You were an all-star.
Yeah, you were an all-star and you got your game on. Did they tell you that?
I can't recall for sure, but I would assume that they did.
But don't go play.
You need rest after, right? Or I guess MRI is a lot of resting because you're
Sit there for like
how long is it? I've never had one.
So it depends on what you're checking. Yeah. For my shoulder, it was half an hour and I just laid there with the headphones.
With the late 90s, early 2000s.
It was
shuffle.
Fusion.
It was
Fusion.
What came on? Tub thumping came on.
That's good. That's
that
not
was
bad.
I was happy
That's
about
so
that.
That's so funny. Did they have like Sirius? Was it like Sirius XM or was it like? Did they have? Was it just like normal stations?
It was definitely Sirius because there was no ads.
You should have asked for like Coffee House or Smash Mouth Radio, which exists. I think there's one where they just play Cash, Johnny Cash. But that's all I know.
I don't know how long I could stay in an MRI just listen to Johnny Cash. Probably
half
a while.
An hour?
Probably forever.
Probably for a while.
Half an hour at least.
If not, more.
Yeah.
What
if there's just a station that just played tub thumping over and over?
Oh. That is...
the dream.
Are you looking for one right now?
Just keep going.
Okay.
That is quite the album cover. My goodness.
Oh,
I want to see.
Is it?
No, you don't.
Okay.
I remember because John, our friend John.
We know John. I played a couple of his tracks last.
We all know John.
We know him. Anyway,
he's a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Big friend fan. Of the people.
Really. Big fan. I'm a big fan. He doesn't like this show.
He's like, please stop playing my music.
He's like, please stop copying Electric Hour.
And you're like,
to be fair, I'm not. This is a lower quality show.
You don't have Brennan.
Remember when we were on
this
that?
Is true.
Yeah, we competed to be Brennan.
I saw Brennan last night. We went to a stand-up show.
He's a precious angel. I hope he.
Oh, what show?
Us.
What show?
Was Aparna this? And Shayla? Yeah, super funny. Also, the openers were very funny too. But yeah, it was a good show. Anyway.
Bueno.
Yeah.
Bueno, I also know that word.
Yo, también.
Que hora es?
No.
Yeah.
That's Spanish.
That is Spanish.
I just was not going to engage.
Ah.
Agree that the
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Menos
I stopped
seis.
Learning Spanish like 3 months ago, and it is appalling how many words I've forgotten.
Sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'll just retell myself stories about my life in Spanish and hope that I can keep it in my brain and not lose it forever. I'm losing it.
Latin is a crazy language to learn because all of the stuff is based on Roman times, and they were not... they didn't have what we had.
So their units of length were like adult sheep.
Adult
know?
Sheep.
Yeah.
Part of our vocabulary was learning the phrase, they spin wool, which I forgot.
Sorry, spin?
They spin the wool.
Sorry, they?
They, yes. And in...
Weird translation stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Bruh. Guess what to walk is? Guess what to walk is? Are you guessing?
I mean, no.
Ambularo.
Ambulari. Finger mustaches now.
I have a little peach fuzz mustache.
I have a finger mustache. That's cute. Monsieur.
I've been told I'm adorable several times.
He is adorable.
He's I've been told I'm a door several times.
Keep walking into him.
Keep walking in.
Let's throw a little
through.
About, above, across.
I'm gonna
after,
Jamie.
Against, before, behind, below, beneath, beside. Did you also have
yeah,
to do that?
Yeah, that song. That song. That song.
Oh my god.
That preposition that song. Above.
That's. Okay. I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
Oh no, I forget all of it.
Why? Why do we have to do
about,
that?
Above, across,
across, after, against, along, among, around, at.
I got several raffle tickets because
beyond,
I
beneath, behind. Before, behind, below, beneath, beside, between, beyond, but, before, something.
Simply
no, beyond, but,
folks.
Behind.
When is a door not a door? And
when
I think,
it's Jamie.
When it's me.
I think we should have the audience call in, and whoever gets it right, Jamie has to give 500 million
doors
to.
He's got so many door frames lying around.
Honestly, the studio is full of a lot of doors.
I don't know why they still have all these.
You shouldn't have these many doors.
Oh, he's typing things. What's he doing?
He's looking for doors. He has an addiction to doors. I bought a door recently.
Was it attached to your house?
No.
Okay.
It was attached to a mongoose?
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
I don't understand, like, seriously, the serious quality control mess up. I also do quality assurance for my company.
I like to believe that there is just a mongoose stapled to this door.
It was not stapled. It was just directly tied.
Stapled.
Well, this has been fun. We've reached the end of the hour.
Oh, man.
I know. Last summer, my show was 2 hours, and that was super long.
That's a lot.
So, yeah. We're just doing that. Yeah. Well, this has been fun, you guys.
We've had fun.
As is expected on a show with a name such as this one.
Let's all breathe heavily.
Let's do this again next week.
All right. Only if I get to wear a suit.
Suit up.
Tom, you're already wearing a suit.
I know.
You can wear a suit again.
Does the audience even see the suit?
They do. They can feel it in their
They
hearts.
Can feel the presence.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Whoa, Monday. Whoa, whoa. I don't want that.
Oh, what just happened? Oh, no, all the songs I queued up just went away. Oh, no.
Oh,
disaster.
What a shame.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so
no.
So sorry about that. Okay.
Tragedy strikes.
All right, look. Whoa, no, that's not the song either.
Oh, my God, he's freaking out. This is really fun.
Oh, this is live drama, people.
I came
live,
specifically.
Live breaking news. CNN got nothing on you.
All right, thanks for listening. Tune in next week. Speaking of Doors.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. I can't